don't remember where I was. I realized life was a game.
Hello everybody, it's all one word. It's another late one, it's 10 to 10, but it's a beautiful, beautiful June evening. This is Thursday the 12th of June, 2014.
What it cost, my life passed before my eyes. I found out how little I accomplished all my plans tonight. So as you read, there's no my...
So, another night of good gym work. It was so hot in the gym that we were allowed to take the kit outside. Really good session. So I'll tell you what we did tonight. So if you want to join along, join in. You need a rowing machine, like something like a Concept 2 rowing machine, and a kettlebell, and that's all you need. It's brilliant. So what you do is you row 1,000 meters on. Put the rower at level 8, you know, if you've got like a Concept 2 rower. If you haven't, then, you know, 50 to 75% of workload, I suppose. And you row 1,000 meters to warm up, and then you get off and you do 20 press ups, and you need a kettlebell, and you do one kettlebell swing. And what that is so stand with your legs a little bit wider than shoulder width apart. With both hands on the kettlebell, bending over so the kettlebell is between your legs, and then you swing it back to generate some momentum, and then you bring it up, push the kettlebell up so that your hands are directly above your head, and you need something. Well, I suppose you can have whatever weight you want, but I had a 20 kilogram kettlebell, and you do one kettlebell swing, and then you get back on the rower. You row 900 meters. After you've done 900 metres, straight off, 18 press-ups, 2 kettlebell swings, back on the rower, 800 metres rowing, get off, 16 press-ups, 3 kettlebell swings. So you can see where you're going. You just keep going until you get to, you do 100 metres, 2 press-ups, and 10 kettlebell swings. So it was a really good exercise. I can't remember how long it took to do that whole thing. I don't know, half an hour, something like that. But it was still warm outside, and we were in the shade of some trees. But at least we had the breeze. I say breeze, but movement of air, because in the gym. Like last night was just insane. It was insanely hot. But it was a good session yesterday. It was a bit long, I thought. So yesterday was a thing called a butterfly circuit. You had 8 benches. Kind of went, you know, you had benches coming out from the centre to 12 o'clock to kind of 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you know. 2 exercises on each bench, and we had to roll a sponge dice. So you're in pairs, and how many? 2, 4, 6, 8. I think it was either 8 or 10 of us last night. And basically, you roll a dice, and that's how many laps of the kind of outside of the, not butterfly. Did I say butterfly? Windmill. Did I say windmill circuit? Windmill circuit. That's how many laps of the windmill circuit you would do whilst your partner did the exercise on the outside first. So let's say you roll a 4. That's 4 laps. So one person does exercises, one person does the running. So one person runs around 4 times, and in that time the partner does the exercise that's on the outside, so to speak, and then this, when they do their 4 laps, they swap over And then there's a roll of the dice again. And then you move to the inside for the second exercise. And when you've done those laps, you roll a dice again, but move on to the next set of benches. And so there were 16 exercises. It took freaking ages. It took like 45-50 minutes yesterday. There was too many exercises, in my opinion. I think if we had half the amount of exercises, and you could have maybe done it twice, you know, I know it would have been added up to the same amount of time, but it was just hot. It was just constant, you know. There was a water break at the halfway point, but oh god, it was freaking hard work. But what made it hard was the heat inside. Everybody was drenched, and I'm still suffering with this blinking cold stroke sinusitis, and so my throat has been going dry really quickly. You know, when exerting myself, I mean, it didn't stop me at all, but it was good. It's good. It's good to get work and good to get the sweat on. So it's really good. My wife and I, so that was tonight, actually, you know, the rowing thing. That was tonight. But at lunchtime today, I went for a run with my wife because she's wanting to get fitter. And we only went like 3.57 kilometres. We were only running for like 25 minutes. But it was warm then as well. But it was good. That felt really good. I was late out of work a little bit. And so I pushed Sarah. Well, I say I pushed her, yeah. Metaphorically speaking. I pushed Sarah a bit. But I think she was grateful for it. So we ran. How far? Probably 250, 300 metres further than we did last time, in about the same amount of time as we did last time. So technically it was quicker. We ran further. Technically quicker. So that was good. Really enjoying it at the minute. It's really creating a good feeling. Really enjoying it. And so she. Which is the main thing. I'm worried that she's exerting herself a bit too much. Did she have a day off yesterday? Because sometimes she goes for a run by herself with the dog if she can't go running with me. But she goes in the gym with her friend. But I don't think they work as hard as when Sarah and I go running together. Just a bit of a fitness boo, this one. I'm really surprised I'm not more tired, because I haven't been going to bed all this week until about 1 a.m, which is way past my bedtime. I like to get in bed really before what's that? I honestly thought it was a toad. It's a massive pile of poo. Lovely. And Molly wasn't too chuffed with that one. I like to get in bed before 10 o'clock at night, really. I'm really surprised, because it's really hot here at the minute, for UK standards. And my office the whole building is just ridiculously hot. And I honestly thought it would take it out with, but it's really good to go into the gym and get, you know, sweat it out. I feel so much better afterwards. Releases the endorphins, and I'm enjoying it. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fit at the minute. All of my fitness is kind of cardio. There's a lot of strength stuff in there, but not like weightlifting strength. Come here, Molly. Come on, let's go back up here. So I'm feeling good. I'm kind of hoping that what I'm doing is going to benefit me from the. I rode 400 metres too far. I did like 5,900 metres on the row today. Oh god, I can feel it in my glutes and in my hamstrings, tell you. So what I was going to say was, I hope it's going to benefit for the 10 and 10, because that's a kind of a we can't lark about competition. And I'm really wanting to make sure I've got strength in my quads, glutes and lower back, because that's the thing, that's what we're going to need, is power in the quads to push you up the hills, and also power in the quads to steady you when you're coming down, because those who are into the hill walking will know that some people like me prefer going up. I'm not a great fan of coming down steep things, your legs just turn to jelly. So Sarah, you know, we went running on the running track on Sunday, just gone. Was it Sunday? Yeah, it was. Yeah, went running on the running track on Sunday, just gone. We did 10 laps, which is 4 kilometres. And do you know something? We did that quite quick. Oh, it is on a track though, isn't it? It's flat. And she says just before there, did Sarah? She says. So we're going on the track on Saturday morning. I said, you're bloody kidding, aren't you? I says, that's my day off. I'll go on Sunday. Molly, come here. I'll go on Sunday, but Sunday's Father's Day. I says, that didn't bother me. I'm not hugely bothered about Father's Day. Straight across, go. So Molly came running with us today. I think she's a little bit tired. She's excited for coming up, but she's a little bit tired. So I was like, I'll go Sunday. So I think she's sneakily got something planned. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we were on that running track at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we were all done and back in the house and showered and that for like 10 past 10. So I don't see why we can't do it on Sunday. Plus the fact I like to do a bit of fitness of my own before going to do fitness with my mates. So I'm not feeling so stiff or tired, or, you know, it kind of warms me into it. You know, I need to do something either the morning before or the day before to kind of warm me back into it. So I'm really enjoying it at the minute. I'm feeling good. I really enjoy doing fitness in the heat. Not like Graham, I'm not a massive fan of walking in the heat. I prefer not to if I can help it. But, you know, oh, bloody hell, like, what the hell's that? It's a handle off a flipping paint tin. Christ. But I really don't mind doing fitness in the heat. It's really bizarre. You sweat a lot more, you lose a lot more weight quicker. Obviously, you dehydrate more. But I tell you why I probably think I'm feeling good is I'm drinking like anywhere between 5 to 10 litres a day at the minute. Got a little Camelback juice bottle thing, and I'll just keep it's about half a litre, I think, maybe a bit more. In fact it's a litre. What am I talking about? It's a litre. Hey, do you know what? I am drinking 10 litres a day, so that's probably why I'm feeling all right. So we've had Megadeth, Metallica playing in the background tonight. The first song was A Tour de Le Monde, second song was A Train of Consequences, and this song is Carpe Diem Baby.
All one word. Out.
Thanks for listening. Ta-da.